Luke chapter 19. Thank you for being in the assembly this evening. I'm interested in lost people here tonight.
Amen.
And for those that are not lost. The Lord's operating through the church.
Yes, sir.
It's not operating through the club or the lodge, but operating through the church.
Amen.
If that's right, and I know it is, that will be our main business.
Amen.
Every soul that goes to hell in America, especially, it'll be some American's fault. Mm. There's no room here for ignorance.
Right.
I think we've probably got 93% of all the preachers in the world. We've got more Bibles, more so-called Bibles, more
right.
So-called churches.
Yep.
And yet our capital is called the murder capital of the world. Evidently somebody in the church is not doing their job.
Right.
You can forget about Obama leading us back and Senate and Congress and Supreme Court leading us back to righteousness.
You're right.
That's hope's all in the past
That's
now.
That's right.
So it still comes back down to the little old churches by the side of the road.
Amen.
Still singing and shouting.
Yes, sir.
And going by this King James Bible.
Amen. That's right.
Outside of that, there's absolutely no hope. I think there's no hope for revival in America.
Yeah.
But there's hope for me.
Amen.
I come down here this week to have revival, and I'm having it, and I want you to have it with me.
Amen.
Ever since the morning that I got saved, one of the first things I felt, I've gone back, and the greatest change ever been in a man is getting born again. And
yes,
I thought, you know, okay, so I changed and became a new creature. Wave goodbye to one father and said hello and come in to another father.
Amen.
So I tried to catalog the things that happen as a change.
Yeah.
As a change in me. One of the fiery things was I want to see somebody else get what I've got.
You're right.
I didn't think this is real. I didn't think it could be make such a change in a man or a woman. And when God did that morning, and I know what I did. I don't know exactly all that God did. I'm still finding out things God put in my side pockets of my soul.
Amen.
And as I read the Word of God, I'm discovering them things.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, as a 15-year-old boy, I did become a new preacher.
Sir. Amen.
Before I got back to the house, there's 1,000 computers working on me, changing my ideas, changing my feelings, made me love things I used to hate things I used to love, made me want to go to church, made me have God love for everybody. I know God don't love everybody, he hates some people, but generally speaking, he loves everybody. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran, therefore, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, For today I must abide at thy house.
Yes.
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he is gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto them, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. I have here a clear passage of a man passing from death unto life.
Yes, sir.
And it's still amazing to me the workings of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
On a sinner, laying aside everything he does to the saved individual, but the workings of the Holy Spirit on a sinner. I don't think anybody is looking for or comes to Christ without God, the Holy Ghost, making the first move. You'll need to think about that. But I believe you don't have the nature to want God.
Right.
Sinners don't have the nature to want to go to church and change their lives. Something happened to you if you got saved where God moved on you. He might have got you interested in going to church to see some girl. But you got there and the finger of God reached down in your soul and said, You.
Amen.
And immediately a Holy Ghost conviction fell on your soul. I know that's right. And that's not hard to understand. Now something made Zacchaeus interested in God Almighty. And I'm preaching on some things that'll make a man climb a tree. Holy Ghost conviction. Old time Holy Ghost conviction will move a sinner.
Right.
I think we ought to be very careful in dealing with lost people.
Yes,
you ought to be careful out in the public.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's anybody, one, at the stoplight or at the grocery store in the checkout line.
Right. Come on now.
You know, you're sure looking at my way, it ain't going to change me a bit.
That's right.
But God ought to be dealing with your heart. Every invitation to a sinner ought to be to the house of God.
Amen.
Get in under the sound of old time singing and Holy Ghost preaching.
Yes.
That's the only thing get a sinner under conviction.
Right.
Is the gospel of God Almighty.
Amen.
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 Zacchaeus come out of his office. He works for the IRS. Everybody in town hates him. Somebody got him interested in God.
Yeah.
If a sinner ever gets to God, he'll have to come out of his office.
Right.
You'll have to get interested enough.
Right.
You listen to me now. You're going to have to get interested enough that you'll get to where God's a doing business.
Amen.
I don't know how he got a hold of God's itinerary. But he knowed what street to get on.
That's right.
I think that if the Holy Ghost wants you to get saved, he'll not take you down to the Catholic Church.
That's right.
I don't think he'll take you to the lodge. But he put the church here, and put a man in the pulpit in your town where you live. Near you somewhere that's not afraid of you, nor his wife, nor the deacon board, or nobody else, but afraid of God, and knows that his main interest, his main message, is to tell the lost there's a better way.
Yes,
I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
Woo! I'm glad there's a God in heaven that still saves sinners. That walks the aisles, thank God, in your heart glad I'm hooked up with such a God. He knew Zacchaeus is going to be in the tree. He knew what kind of tree it was. He knew how high Zacchaeus. He knew his life.
Yes, sir.
Zacchaeus is little, but he got a longing. Something stirred him to want God Almighty.
Yes.
Sinner, if you get saved, you'll have to want God like you want your next breath.
Yes. Yes.
You can't drink 1 minute and get saved the next. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
you got to have faith before you get saved. It ain't saving faith, but it's faith something will happen to you. If you wouldn't get up out of your seat if you didn't have some kind of faith.
Right.
You ain't getting up to go see if.
Right.
Good. The old time. I tell you, I go from here to yonder, and I see very little of the drawing power of God. And it's because, listen, the church can't save sinners. We can preach and sing and shout, but it's gonna take that God of heaven. The church can set the atmosphere that'll make a sinner know he can get God if he'll go to an altar. I ain't got no hopes in sinners getting saved. And the bunch of them down yonder somewhere on the bus and all dressed alike. And probably got women that ain't their wives on the bus when they leave.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere there's going to have to be a little body of men and women that's got agony in their hearts for the lost humanity. All the joking and playing games at the house of God and having basketball games and games. Are you hearing me tonight? Somebody again needs to get out to the business that God wants to save sinners through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If Zacchaeus is chief among the publicans and he is rich, but today he's a pauper.
Yeah.
I never did see a strutter get saved.
You're right.
I never did. I never did see a strutter do any good after he got saved.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all looking up here at me?
Yes, sir.
I'm so tired of men behind the pulpit are strutting and half cussing and half vulgarity.
Yep.
And you say, I'll not invite you to my church. Thank you. I want to say to you tonight, I've said this before, my old heart jumping seemed like from one side to the other. And I don't know, and don't y'all get scared. My doctors told me this won't kill me. But I'm sure it'll pluck your heart to know that there's no time for a lot of junk.
That's right.
Never has been.
Right.
You're right, preacher.
Zacchaeus was rich, but he sought to see Jesus, who he was.
Amen.
Wouldn't some of you like to see him tonight?
Amen.
Oh, that we could see the... Did you know a lot of Baptist folk thinks noise is God?
You're right.
And I like noise at the house of God. That don't disturb me a bit.
Yep.
But I've seen about everything go on. Look more like a bunch of Baal's prophets than it does God. And I don't want to make you mad at me. But it'll be all right if it'll help you.
Right.
Well, we're playing games and see who can do more of this and more of that.
Yep.
Get the roughest in the pulpit.
Yep.
Now you listen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an old-time mountain feller. I believe in separation, doing right and dressing right.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you what you got. If I've got to carry a rule around to see how long your clothes is and your hair is, there's something wrong with you.
Right. That's right.
I believe in preaching on all that stuff when God comes around.
Sure.
I pastored a little church up on the side of the highway, I guess my second church. And outlaws had already burned it down twice and went up on the road and built again. Called me in the pastor. I mean, a bunch of rough people. Went home one day. Just three ladies lived there. And me and my wife went and invited us to dinner for lunch. We went, just us there and the three ladies. Every one of them women was limping, just, and all limping in the same leg. And I thought of something in their family, you know, maybe. I couldn't help but ask why y'all all limp, and they said they didn't know. They said if you'd have danced with who we danced with last night, you'd be a limping too. I thought, you wait till Sunday, I'll fix you. The Holy Ghost said you keep your mouth shut.
Uh-huh.
But about 6 months later, I was preaching along, and God said, get on that dance. All three of them ladies got in the altar that morning.
Amen.
You see, you don't know how God's working.
Right.
I've had to apologize one time because I told him I know how God works, and I don't.
That's right.
Amen. He'll work like he wants, to, and it ain't none of your business.
That's right.
Amen.
And could not get to Jesus for the press.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a press today.
Yes, sir.
Ain't many folks wanting Jesus. Y'all know that?
That's
right. Amen.
Ain't very many folks wanting Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of folks wanting entertainment, but yeah, they ain't wanting Jesus. I'm going to tell you, he's not very popular in the land, you know.
You're right.
And a lot of folks allow you, even the judges, allow you to say God, but they won't allow you to say Jesus right. In our courts anymore.
Right.
We're in a dry, dry land.
Yes, sir.
Is there a remedy?
Yes.
Is there anything we can do? Now, I realize who I'm preaching to do tonight. And I know you're all not scallywags, I know that. But you see, it's on me to preach about sinners. And I'm angry at America and at churchdom today.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
Because we've turned the corner into wickedness and lasciviousness.
Yeah.
And sex education.
Yeah.
Hugging homosexuals and wanting abortion and fighting over whether the Bible's right or not. And it's time the God's men step forth again under the power of the Holy Ghost. Not to see how rough we can get because some little old blonde-headed boy or little dark-headed girl sitting out there and said, is this church?
Right.
Is there really a God that can save me? Not just get me on the church roll and get me baptized and don't know they're going to hell. And while they do all that, we're laughing and having games.
Yep.
God have mercy, and he ran before. Now, if you're going to really stand out for God, me and you, we're going to have to get ahead of the crowd.
You're right. Amen.
As long as you hang around with the crowd, do what the crowds are doing.
Yeah.
God help us.
Yes, sir.
There ought to be some old-time men of God, and you don't have to be old, but it'll help you. Some old-time men of God that'll walk through this country again and preach this book.
Amen.
And stay out of the funds and games of fundamentalism.
Yeah,
and preach the word of God like they did in the days of old.
Right.
We can still do it.
Amen.
Sheep will come to us if we'll feed them the right kind of food.
Amen.
You can take a sheep and a goat, turn them out of the pen, whip them, run them off. Day after tomorrow, you'll hear about the goat somewhere in Charlotte eating clothes off a clothesline. At long late in the evening time, the sheep, if you've been feeding him, he'll come back a blatant. We'll go to the house of God and feed them sheep food.
Amen.
Make them understand there's a man of God in the pulpit that couldn't care what the world's doing, the rest of the preachers in the county.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, right. Me preachers, I've said it before. Right. You ain't got but one Lord.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Don't let nobody else rule over you.
Right. Amen.
Go with God, stay by yourself, and pray and sing.
Yes.
I know it's a lonely road, preacher. Sometimes by myself I get to laughing and crying at the same time.
Yeah.
I'll smack my spiritual lips and say I've never tasted nothing like this in all my days. He got up in a sycamore tree for it to see him, for he was to pass that way. He found out where God's going to be.
Yeah.
I think now if you want to get where he is, he'll make it plain enough where you know where he is.
Yes, sir.
Somewhere there's a church for you.
That's right.
I don't mean for you to join and check it around a while, and if it don't suit you, go down the road somewhere else and be a wolf or a troublemaker.
Right.
You better, the man of the house ought to get the direction of God.
Amen.
And don't say, I think we ought to tell them where we're going on Sunday morning.
Amen.
An old time Holy Ghost church where the man of God will teach you the truth.
Yes.
And you can tell he's been with God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Is Jesus going to pass by where you go to church Sunday? Is there any hope? Can you say, I know I'm going to church and my preacher will give me something from God?
Amen.
I say to my people sometimes, I ain't got a bit more God on me this morning than nothing in the world. You'd be afraid to do that, wouldn't you? But I said, I'm going to give you some truth.
Right.
I don't have to have the anointing of God to give you truth out of this book.
Right.
Tell you how to behave yourself when you go to Walmart.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes. Yes.
What you ought to do at the house of God, that you ought to come dressed like a man and a woman.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All your gold and your jewels and finery, leave them up the house.
Mm-hmm.
Some pray in the night. Wouldn't you like to feel it again where God, I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not just talking about getting kind of carried away with the singing and do some kind of dance. I'm talking about God, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Come into your life if you'd let him.
Yes,
shut everything else out of the way and quit making the play for the public and the people around you and saying, Lord, I want to see somebody get born again. Amen.
Amen.
And when Jesus came to the place, how about that? Would you like him to come to your place?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm talking about your place.
Right. Amen.
Has he lately? Is there the conditions in your place fit for him?
Amen.
Have you got so much Hollywood in your brain that he can't get in and communicate with you?
Amen.
Good.
It'd be good for you to take this old Bible and late it in the night or early in the morning before anybody else gets up and say, Lord, could you speak to me through this today?
Amen.
Good. Amen.
There's been times when God came to me in the night.
Yes.
I'm just being honest with you and say, look here at me, preacher. You've got a little sideways in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the direct course is to the heart and the ways of God? Get back in it.
Amen.
Younger in my ministry, I was down in the woods behind that log of praying. And I said, oh, Lord, something's happened. I feel cold. And I said, I want you to hug me again.
Yeah.
Oh. He said, go to the house. Now, y'all, I don't know what y'all. I'm not no talking about strange things. It's not in the book, but I felt compelled to go to the house. I got an old bookcase. I thought I had that Library of Congress. It's about that big. I bought it from my grandpa at his sale. So I want you to go up there and get that Bible you used to have and just tore up and just open it up. I went up there and got down on my knees in front of it. And it opened up to where we'd had the Lord's Supper. And seemed like I was at the right place. And I got to look at it and there's stains all over it. And I remembered as having the Lord's Supper. And we had it on our knees. And I'd cried till I'd about swivel that paper up. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, when you can do that again, you'll be happy with me again. What about your place? Your place clean? Your place fitting? When he came to the place where he was, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus. Do you know God knows your name?
That's right.
Got the hairs of your head numbered.
That's right.
He's pretty close to you. He's been accounting them while you was asleep. He's probably known about it all the time.
Yes, sir, brother.
I believe it is David said he'd make your bed and pluck your pillow. He liked it. He knows who you are. He knows what you did last night.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
You're right.
He wants that closeness. You're his young'un.
Right.
He'd like to take you up in his lap and talk to you and pat you.
Right.
But if you've been nasty, he ain't going to do nothing for you. And while us parents are fooling around and committing a spiritual adultery on God and tamping with everything else, them lost boys and girls are walking out of our house and going to hell.
You're right, friend.
Yes, sir.
While our preachers are wrapped up with the things of the world and wanting more people than they want God.
Right, right.
I don't want them that God don't want.
Right.
I prayed in the night time and time again, Lord, don't you bring a bunch in here that ain't no hope for.
Yeah.
That's rebels and wolves and don't want God and cause trouble.
Right.
But anybody that's hope for.
Yeah.
I hope you send a bunch of sinners in Sunday morning, the roughest bunch in the county. As long as they want to get something for their soul.
Right.
But if there's anybody in here that ain't going to get right, get rid of
them.
Zacchaeus made haste and came down. Jesus said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Yes, sir.
You remember when he went home with you?
Amen.
I never have known anybody, Brother Larry Neal, that got saved and God didn't go home with them.
That's right.
If it didn't last till you got home, you didn't get what I got. If you didn't wake up the next morning and say, boy, things are so different. I'm glad God makes a change. I'm glad the day he came into my soul and rang the bells of glory and satisfied me.
Yes, sir.
Made me know that I had a future that wasn't everything dirty. But thank God it is a good time in this world if I'd stay with him and everlasting joy when I left this world.
Right.
I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Yeah,
I still want somebody to get what I got.
That's right. Amen.
Why don't you come down out of your tree, Mr. Obama?
Mm-hmm.
I know why. You're in love with your ways. You know, Yeshua looking at me and say, "You're preaching politics." I reckon I am. We're in a pretty soon in a God-forsaken land. We've had so much preaching and singing and testifying. And tonight we're playing marbles with diamonds. Kicking them off in the dirt. And poor sinners are going to hell.
You're right.
God have mercy on us now.
Yes.
Down here towards the end.
Yes, sir.
I've said every night, I think this week we're the last bunch that's coming through here now.
Believe it.
If you think Jesus is going to come four more, and you got to believe that.
That's right.
Right.
Boy, what a bunch. There's more people playing church now in America than there's ever been.
You're right.
You reckon we're going to have to pay for this?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Good, brother.
I'd hate to be at the judgment and some sinner point at me and say, "Why didn't you tell it like it was?
Yes, sir.
Mama, why didn't you whip me? Daddy, why didn't you whip me? Make me go to the house of God, strike my hand, make me talk right and dress right,
yes,
and teach me."
Yes.
You know what'll make a man climb a tree to see Jesus? Somebody's got to do something to make him God's worth finding out what he's like.
Right.
I'll tell you, I had a daddy and a mama. My daddy quit school in the second grade. I've seen him try to take him a long time to sign a check. I'd see him trying to read and see his mouth working, laboring. But he's the finest Christian I ever knew.
Amen.
With all of your knowledge, with all of your opportunities, you won't have no excuse. He didn't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse.
That's right.
I got a book. Somebody can read it to me if I can't read it.
Yes, sir.
If you're a man of God, and I know who you are.
Yes.
I know men of God in this country that does preach the word of God.
Sure. Amen.
Are you getting it? Somewhere there's a Zacchaeus in your family.
Yes.
I've never seen such a push for education in my life. Government now just about paid for it.
Yep.
And it ain't fit for a dog.
Right.
They've messed up history.
Yep.
They've took out all the old patriarchs and
yep.
And all the leaders of our country in the early days and
yep.
Substituted some idiot in history.
Right.
There's coming a reckoning day.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, if all the schools fall down tomorrow and our government fails, there's no excuse for me and you. Everybody in here tonight knows how we ought to live.
Amen.
You got a Bible. You got a King James Bible.
Amen.
And God can help you. I knew of an old man carried on a revival. A man said to me, "Hanley's a mess." He said he had Noah up the sycamore tree. He had Zacchaeus in the ark. He had John the Baptist writing the Ten Commandments. And I said, "How'd it go?" He said, "Well, 10 got saved, but I don't like that business. I'm going to tell you, a man of God, whether he can read a word or not, if God's called him,
yep.
Put him in this book, he can preach the word of God to sinners, and they can get right."
Yes, sir.
Don't y'all get mad at me now.
That is right.
I'm going to tell you, if you get hungry for God, it gets awful easy to find.
That's good.
But I believe he's going to have to make the first move on you.
Sure.
I never have known anybody who just said, I woke up and said, I believe I'll go get saved and got the job done. Something happened on the inside of you that made you want the Lord.
Amen.
Now y'all listen to that. Now I'll tell you something you don't believe. I got the Holy Spirit in me when I got saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I got filled with the Holy Ghost after I got saved. Mm-hmm. You go tell them that Brother Milby's turned holiness if you want to.
Amen.
You preachers listen to me. I know you're Baptist folk.
Yeah.
But you that are really men of God and got God's Spirit on you, I can take you back to a place in your life that's special to you.
That's right.
Where you made an extra move and got something you never had before. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He'll not make you do a thing. It's not in this book. Not only for preachers, but you too, man.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Now, I know you'll not want me to preach in your church, but that's all right. And he come down and received him joyfully. Oh, I've heard the brethren argue about where he got saved while he's up a tree or coming down or at his house. I'll ask him when I see him.
Yeah.
It don't make any difference.
That's right.
Amen.
You got it.
Amen.
And when they saw it, they'll ruin you if you pay attention to them.
Yeah.
You people, you want to get saved, don't pay attention to them.
Right.
They'll ruin you. If I'd listened to them, I'd never preached.
Yep.
I had preacher people. I went to preaching on the radio not too long after I got saved. I guess I was a pastor, and got a lot of folk in Kentucky don't believe in that. I'm talking about preachers. They're not believing a man of God preaching on the radio. They say it's a dead letter. So I tried to get more time when I found that out.
Yeah.
I'd go on Sunday afternoon, 2:30. I know there's going to be ridicule. But I found out later, some of them came to me. They said, preacher, I'd leave the house and get in the car and go out to a little old radio station, I think 5,000 watts. You could not hear it out of town. But they'd get up on a hill somewhere and listen.
Amen.
I'm glad I got to preach to them.
Amen.
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 Some lost soul, somewhere. Maybe hear and get on the sound of the Word of God and get saved.
Amen.
And they all murmured, saying, he's gone to be the guest of a man that is a sinner. I don't know much about grammar, but I know what's present and future.
Yeah.
And what's past tense, and is present, and he is present tense, and Zacchaeus wasn't no sinner no more.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
You're going to see with the home would be the man that was.
So yep, right.
That makes a whole lot of difference.
Yes, sir, it does.
Jesus will go home, you.
Amen.
Does you not know, and he knows the condition you're in tonight?
Yes, sir.
Condition in your heart, whether you want him or you want to be accepted among the brothers and sisters.
Right.
Let me ask you something, good neighbor. You want to see folks born again? Is that prime in your heart? First order? See people get saved? Your church?
Right.
Make the press? Have the atmosphere for people to get right with God? Are you promoting yourself?
Right.
Preachers? What's your object?
Yeah.
Are you watching everybody and hoping Brother So-and-so likes you?
Yeah.
Good, brother.
Yeah, come on.
Are you just so tied up with him and want sinners to respond? get right with God.
Amen.
More than anything else. Sinner, you listen to this old preacher tonight. I love you. In a congregation this large, there's somebody in here that's lost and don't know the Lord. You may be a church member. You may belong to this church.
Right.
When you think about eternity and your destiny, it bothers your soul. It might be tonight, if God's pulling on you, you ought to come to this altar and say, God, help me.
Amen.
It's just like the pastor said.
Yes, yes.
It's absolute surrender.
Amen.
I know we talk about repentance and faith, and that's all correct. It's a must. That's New Testament doctrine.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, the sinner dealing with God is between him and God,
right,
and not you and him and God.
Right.
He don't need any direction from you. It'd be good for the pastor, you know, when he's needed to counsel the sinner and all that. But I'm going to tell you, the best thing we can do with the sinner, if you don't have a leading God, leave him alone.
Right.
Let him and God work it out.
Amen.
You want to repent for him and tell him he's prayed enough and try to get him up for he's done business with God.
Right.
You're a crook.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, why not tonight, dear sinner?
Yes.
I'm talking between me and you, everybody else now. You can put your fingers in your spiritual ears. Sinner, I'm talking to you. I love you. But you stay like you are and you're going to hell.
Yes, sir.
You may be 10 years old or 90 years old. You may read your Bible, go to the preacher and pay your tithes. You don't get born again, you're going to hell.
Right.
Zacchaeus, a pretty important fellow. Everybody in town knowed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, it changed him.
Yes, sir.
When God saves you, he'll change you.
Amen.
Don't look for the change before you get saved.
Right.
Don't look for the feeling before you get saved. Mm-hmm. That'll come after you get saved.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, if you're hungry for God, mm-hmm, he'll get easy to find. He'll come down the street where you are.
Amen.
He'll point you to a church,
yep,
where you can hear the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Old time repentance, and you get ready to say goodbye to your ways of doing.
Yep.
There's a man come in my church here just about every other week at least. He'll come to the altar. He's in his 70s. His wife got saved sitting on the second or third seat back under while I was preaching and stood and testified to it. And that man will come and weep. He's not a poor man. Come and bow there and weep before God. We'll all gather around and pray for him. I'm going to tell you what, you pastors, you churches tonight, when a sinner comes to this altar, the whole church ought to empty. That's what we're in the business for.
Yes, sure.
They oughtn't to be a Christian in the house, sit on their seat and talk to somebody else when there's a sinner down here a-praying. Every Christian ought to be on their knees and say, God, this is it. This is what we're fighting for. This is what Calvary's all about.
Amen.
Yes.
And oh, Brother Greer, Mr. Greer, comes and prays. We get around him and we weep, beg God to come on the scene. And I'll tell Mr. Greer to give himself to God, but I can't save him.
Right.
Listen to me, preachers, don't be embarrassed when sinners come and leave unsaved. I've never known anybody to get saved without a time of spiritual trouble.
Right.
You can't read in these old books about people getting born again that knew God, that didn't have a time of great trouble and tribulation in their soul.
Right.
Are you hearing me? It's called conviction. Mama, are you saved? It's between me and you. Dear Daddy, are you saved tonight? Oh, you can fake it. You can lead the choir where you go and do all that good stuff. die and go to hell playing a game. There's some things that made Zacchaeus climb a tree. He wanted to get where God was. I can see him in that tree looking down, saying, look yonder. Right up close to Jesus, clapping her hands, and saying, glory to God. I saw her in the dance hall last night, half drunk and half naked. There's old Sam. There was a hypocrite and a sorry devil. And he's right up next to God. And if that's religion, I don't want none of it. And he could have got down and went to the house and died and went to hell.
That's right.
Sinner, you can look at things in the church and around the church and find fault.
Yeah,
you better realize it ain't between you and them.
That's right.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can stay where you are and go to hell with some of them hypocrites in the church.
Yep.
Or you can get right and go to
Amen.
Glory one day.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Be real and show them that what you got's real.
Amen.
Oh, sinner, tonight, I'd like to see you coming back.
Yes.
There ought to be some Christians tonight, absolutely, say, I've been a-missing it. I've been a-going the wrong road. I thought success spiritually is some other route. You ought to get it straight.
Amen.
God's looking for a crowd that's for real.
That's right.
We're going to stand and sing. I tell you what. Let's stand if you will. Brother, you go to the piano if you will. Song leader, come. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give a general invitation for everybody. If some changes need to be made in your heart and life, and you know you're saved, it'd be good for you to get it done. Sinner, if you're here, there'll be a route for you. You can get out in the aisle or get up here. If you don't do anything, if you don't feel no real pull from God, it's getting late in the day. I believe I'd bow and say, Lord, help me. If you don't do nothing but that and go back to your seat, it'll let God and everybody around know you're interested in yourself.
Yes,
that's right.
Well, we sing tonight. If tonight God's dealt with your heart, saved or lost, you ought to make a move. You ought to tell God some things about yourself and confess and get it right. Tomorrow may be too late.
That's right.
I tell you, you're still hell's down yonder somewhere in a land I didn't know anything about, but it's come to the top of the ground now.
Yeah. You're right.
Yes, sir, brother.
While we get still got time, we sort of need to straighten some things up
yeah,
and get it right in our own heart.
Yes, sir.
While we sing, brother, lead it.